Gotta be careful what foundation you're building on. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, we're at Fort Phantom Hill, which back in the 1850s was a U.S. Army post for about 4 or 5 years until a tragic fire. The U.S. Army actually abandoned this post. I guess wasn't needed anymore. And after they abandoned it, a fire burned all but kind of what you can see behind me. According to the history, there's actually several sets of chimneys, but the actual fort back on this property pretty much all but burned. But all of that building burned, except for the stone and the solid materials in that building. All the wood and everything was pretty much a loss. It's really a reminder. There's a pretty incredible history here at this site. And you can read all about it online, but it's really a pretty neat reminder of something that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 when he said that you really can't lay a foundation other than the foundation that's already laid, which is Jesus Christ. And it's just a reminder to us today to really ask ourselves the question, what foundation are you building your life on? And Paul would say elsewhere that any other foundations that your life are being built on are all temporary. Scripture would tell us that that if you're building a foundation on anything that's not lasting, that it'll be burned up. The trials of life are going to come and go, and those things are going to come and go as well. The only thing that really will last are the things that we build on that are eternal, the things of God. And so what are you investing your life in, and what are you building your life on? I would just encourage you today to give long thought to what you're investing your life in, and really what you're putting your effort and energy into, and certainly give thought to that. Missions and the heart of God in missions is an incredible way to invest in eternal things. And so you'll hear a little bit more about that in some coming tailgate talks on this tour. So I can't wait to tell you more about that in the next couple of tour stops along this adventure through Texas. Hey, I can't wait for you to see where we're going to be next. And so just kind of hang on and keep joining us week by week over the summer. And we'll see you next time. Until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. So join us next week as we cruise across Texas and drop the tailgate to continue this adventure. Love you. We'll see you then.